group of Kenyan immigrants, mostly from New Jersey, were undeterred by the cold yesterday. They stood for hours on a street corner across from the United Nations headquarters, calling on the world to stop the chaos in Kenya. In Nairobi, rioters have been tearing up the streets, and more than 300 people have been killed in regional violence surrounding the contested results of Kenya's presidential election last week. At least a few thousand Kenyan immigrants live in Jersey City and the surrounding area. WNYC's Marianne McCune met with some of them across from the UN.
We want peace! Kibaki must go!
Some wore fedoras to battle the bite of the wind. Others had hoodies and gloves, and one draped his Kenyan flag around his shoulders. Rose Habwe had bleach blonde curls spilling out from under her hat.
We are a few Kenyans who live within New York and New Jersey, and when we realized what was going on back in Kenya, we decided to convene and organize a demonstration and demand a stop to what is going on currently.
You receive phone calls from our children who are back in Kenya. I have a daughter who goes at the University of Nairobi. She has been in the house for 3 days without food. She calls me, "Daddy, can you help me?" And I'm 10,000 miles away.
It's very frustrating.
We're just hoping it comes to an end because we don't want to wake up the next day and what you hear is that you don't have a family anymore.
These two dozen men and women want the UN and countries in the West and in Africa to intervene in Kenya, to mandate a recount of the votes from last week's election and verify the winner. Philip Nyamwange manages a business in New Jersey. He says he voted for President Mwai Kibaki in 2002, but now he's convinced Kibaki stole the election and that he's allowing frustration to erupt into ethnic violence and destroy Kenya's hard-won democracy.
We want to keep what we have had for many years. That's all we want, democracy. We come to America to learn. So we are not going to sit back and let one man or a small group of people take the country down, no.
You know, we've seen Rwanda and Burundi go down the tubes. You know, we've seen Ivory Coast and Sierra Leone. And as Kenyans, you know, in the diaspora, we still ask ourselves, are we going to experience the same thing just because of America, who are, in reality, the universal watchdog, you know, for the lack of a better word. And we've been friends of America as far as the war on terror is concerned. So we want to see, for the lack of a better word, we want to get some love back.
Members of this group, formed only this week and hastily named Kenyans for Peace, are from a variety of Kenyan tribes, including Kikuyu. Kikuyus are a minority in Kenya, but have historically had more access to power. They're the tribe of the current president, and since last week, they're the targets of violent attacks in Kenya. But the protesters here insist the ethnic tensions erupting over there do not extend to New York and New Jersey. And they want the world to take note.
We want to show the world that we are above that. And we have moved beyond that. And what is going on right now needs to stop. If we are here, far away from them, and we are able to stand together, they should be able to stand together and stop what is going on right now.
I only knew Rose how many days now?
About 3 days.
Yeah, about 3 days
now. Yeah.
But we are like, we lived at the same house all these days.
And I can tell you, I just heard him say his tribe. I didn't even know he was coming from there. All I know is that, oh, Kenyans in the United States, we need to meet. Mm-hmm. But we really don't ask, oh, which tribe are you?
Are we, oh God of all creation, blessings?
That is the Kenyan national anthem. Its singers hope it will rise above the traffic and somehow penetrate the walls of the United Nations headquarters across the street. The Kenyan immigrants taking the time to make themselves heard are Rose Habwe, Francis Ogata, Philip Nyamwange, Joseph Munde, Philemon Karambi, and Lambert Barasa. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.